Welcome to the Edu All-Stars Podcast.
Hi, my name is Todd Nesloni. I wanted to welcome you to our very first Edu All-Stars Podcast. We are excited for those of you who have chosen to go with us on this journey as we learn our way. We're going to start with some just brief introductions before we move into kind of the idea behind the podcast and everything that we have planned. Like I said, my name is Todd Nesloni. I teach fifth grade math and writing and social studies here in Texas. I am a National School Board Association's 20 to Watch educator in the nation for 2013. I'm a SMART exemplary educator, a Discovery Star educator, and I'm on the teacher advisory board for Remind 101. And I'm getting to be a classroom champions teacher this next year, so I'm really excited about that. Some random fact about me is that I'm really good at hitting deer with my car because I hit 2 in 7 months. So, Stacy, take it away.
Hi, my name is Stacy Huffine, and I am the technology specialist at an elementary school in Texas as well. My passions, of course, are technology and bringing technology to teachers and really helping them figure out how to use it in their classrooms and with the kids. Something interesting about me is I was almost arrested in Yugoslavia. So, story behind that is we had some beach candles in the back of the car. Of course, they thought they were some sort of rocket explosive or something, and we were actually detained. Everything worked out fine. No, nothing on my record, so we're good.
And hi, my name is Chris Kessler. I'm a middle school science teacher. We all teach in the same district here in Houston, and this year I was actually my school's teacher of the year. I went on to become the ISD teacher of the year as well, except for secondary education, so that was a pretty high award that I received this year. I'm huge into tech. I have not always been a teacher. I was a former systems analyst for a large computer company before getting back into teaching. I found myself teaching myself out of a job while I was over in India for a couple of weeks back in 2007 and decided I was really looking for something more rewarding, and teaching happened to be where that is at. So I've only been in the industry for a couple of years and really looking forward to making a difference with kids, and I think that I've done a good job so far.
I forgot to brag on myself.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say you didn't give any credentials, Stacy. Come on.
Okay, let's see. I'm an Edmodo subdomain administrator. I'm also a Google Apps qualified trainer and a Discovery Star educator. And I have passed certifications through A&M for distance education and web publisher. So that's about it.
So we all got together about a couple months ago, actually, and decided that a podcast was something we were interested in doing. So Stacy, Chris, and I just started talking about kind of where we wanted to take this and our idea behind it. And all of us are a little techie in our own way, but we wanted to bring a podcast that was a little bit different, a podcast that we hadn't really seen around much and that we thought would be interesting to other educators. And that was just to bring on educators to share what they're passionate about right now, whether that be something with technology and education or something that they're passionately doing in the classroom that has nothing to do with technology. So we just kind of wanted to get together, and our goal is to bring other people in the educational field and maybe even eventually outside the educational field to just interview them and talk with them about what they're passionate about, who they are, what they represent, and how that has changed them and kind of just what they've been through to give us all a perspective into who they are. Oh, and sorry. just for this first podcast, each one of us wanted to go through and kind of just share what we're passionate about right now. And just kind of start with that. And this podcast just be a little bit of a reflection of who we are and where we stand. One thing that I'm really passionate about right now is the flipped classroom and project-based learning. I started flipping my classroom in August of 2012. Started the first day of school. After about the first month of school, I moved to a blended mixture of flipped class and project-based learning. And on October 15th of 2012, I completely got rid of all test formatted questions, got rid of all worksheets, and from October until May, we did completely project-based learning with their instruction done at home through the flipped classroom. It was awesome. The amount of knowledge that the kids were retaining and the amount of things that they were able to create that showed their learning was beyond what I would have ever imagined. I got to spend time really getting to see kids grow and not have to be so stressed out and worried about a test or solving a particular problem on a paper. And then what was the ultimate icing on the cake for me was when we did take the standardized exams at the end of the year, my kids scored a 96% passing. So it was just that extra oomph that I needed to prove to me that I don't have to teach to a test. I can teach my state standards and have fun with my students and challenge them and make them think outside the box, and they can still be super successful even on a standardized exam without having to drill and kill them all the time. So one thing I'm really passionate about right now is just going around and sharing kind of my classroom story with other educators and trying to convince them that we can teach kids and make it fun even though we have to give these standardized exams. Stacey?
My passion is definitely technology. Right now, I think my focus is really wanting to get professional development out there and seeing teachers like Todd and Chris actually implementing a lot of these things into their classrooms. And, you know, how can I share that with other teachers on my campus or, you know, through other trainings? And I have two kids that go to the school where I'm located, and I know how techie they are. And so I really want to make sure that the teachers are doing all of that stuff with the kids as well.
Okay, some passions of mine. First and foremost, I just have a passion for learning, as I think both of my other partners have as well. One of the things that I really enjoy is having tech in the classroom like these guys too. I was kind of instrumental in begging my principal over and over and over this year to finally get a set of Chromebooks in our classroom this year, and they've really been just absolutely amazing, I think, taking the student learning to the next level and really putting the learning back in the hands of the students. So tech in the classroom, I've got smart boards and all those kind of goodies that are, you know, in my kids' hands all the time in my class. A couple of things also in my classroom is I started a Genius Hour this year, which is, you can find out more about that at geniushour.com, which is actually my domain. But basically, it's allowing the students, if you like that, it's allowing the students to learn about anything they want to learn about. And they have to come up with a couple of different things. They have to be able to research it. They have to be able to produce a product, and then they have to present and share that product. And we had a really great time this year, or this last semester, working with Genius Hour in my class. And the last thing that really I'm passionate about is just being connected to other educators. And I found Twitter, I guess, last year, but really got into it this year after attending the TCA conference here in Texas for Texas Educators. And just hanging around Todd and Stacy, I knew what Twitter was, but I didn't really know how to use it effectively. And hanging around these guys and just kind of watching what they did, and then actually going out on my own and creating a chat of my own that I host on Monday nights called TLAP, and that stands for Teach Like a Pirate. I read this book called Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess and really thought that it would be super interesting to have a book study on Twitter. And sure enough, like 75-85 people show up at this chat every week. We went through the whole book over like a 4 or 5 week session, and then beyond that, we've taken it and done it every single week. We continue that, you know, that Teach Like a Pirate with just different topics every single week, and it's just been really fulfilling, and I met a lot of really cool people that way and just learned so much. I felt like I've grown so much as an educator this year on Twitter that I would have never grown, you know, if I would have just stayed in the walls of my school. So that kind of is a segue of what this whole podcast is about. And I really want to take what, you know, what we've done with Teach Like a Pirate and just being connected as educators and just really kind of fine-tune it into some individuals that are out there right now making a difference, and then really hit those people, interview those people, and just really get a some information from them that that you may not get from anywhere else, or may not get in a large group setting. Really just some one-on-one conversations with these people. So I think it's going to be really awesome.
And what I think is important, too, is that we all learn from each other's stories. And I think that's one thing that us three want to do is we want to bring other people's stories to the forefront. And on Twitter, when we connect with so many educators, we get to know their Twitter personality, but we don't always get to interact with them and know who they are as a person. And so that's kind of one of the ideas behind this as well.
Yeah, I want to add one last thing on there. It's really a selfish move, too, because I really want to learn from these other people. I really want to have these one-on-one conversations that you just don't get to have in 140 characters or in an email or something. So selfishly, this podcast is going to be really awesome, I think, for all three of us.
Well, we've said it over and over again. I mean, Twitter has basically become our free professional development.
And I know for all three of us, Twitter's also become our lifeline as educators. I mean, we all have those times when we get knocked down and we feel like we're the only one pushing boundaries, and then we get on Twitter and we have this group of educators that we've connected with from around the world that constantly encourage us and continue pushing us forward. And I think all three of us this year have become better educators because of our connections that we've built on Twitter.
It's also our second Google. You can throw anything out there, ask a question, and somebody's going to hit you back with an answer.
There's always somebody smarter than us out there.
That's right.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think our goal for this, for ourselves, is to have at least 2 podcasts a month that we can put out. Hopefully we'll be able to throw in more in between then, but at least 2 that we can plan on getting out to everybody.
Yeah, I think if we can commit to 2, then we'll hold ourselves accountable that way. So. And then we also are going to have a blog that coincides with the podcast, and that can be found at eduallstars.com. That's eduallstars.com. And we'll post all the show notes there. We'll post links to the podcast. We may even go and post some tutorials there. We'll probably have the video links or the YouTube podcast version. We may go off the cuff and do some other things there as well, but really that's going to be kind of our base for all the information you can find on the podcast.
And there's going to be several ways that you'll be able to connect with us as well, so that we can kind of keep this an ongoing conversation where it's not just a podcast that you watch and it's over. We'd love to continue these conversations online via different social media things. And so we have a Twitter account. Our Twitter account is at EduAllStarsHQ, like headquarters. So it's EDU AllStarsHQ is our Twitter handle. And the hashtag that we will use to include different tweets is going to be hashtag EduAllStars. We will also kind of try to keep up with some blogging. 2 of the websites that we'll really be blogging a lot from is my website and Chris's website. My website is toddnesloney.com. toddnesloney.com. And then Chris's is ckessler.com. ckessler.com. And so Chris and I try to blog a lot. Stacey?
They didn't leave me off. I'm just not much of a writer, so.
And we'll get her there one day. We'll push her forward.
I'll just disseminate my information to those two, and they can put it up somewhere.
The other way y'all can keep up with us is through YouTube. All of these podcasts that we will be recording, we are going to be recording them via Google Hangouts. And so they will be aired live, and then the video recording will be on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/EduAllStarsHQ. Again, EDU All-Stars HQ, like headquarters. And they will also be put on the iTunes Store. We're working on getting that right now. So we can have them up there for you to download from the iTunes Store as well. And we'll get that information out via our Twitter account and our website as soon as possible. And what we want to do, the kind of way we want to end this today is, first of all, thank you for listening and giving us a shot and for sticking with us these couple minutes as we introduce ourselves and talk about our goals and plans. But we want this to be like I said a minute ago, a conversation piece. We don't want it just to be the Todd, Stacey, and Chris show where we decide everything and we're the rulers and we decide what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and who's going to be interviewed. We want to hear from you guys too. So we would love for you to follow us on Twitter, the @EduAllStarsHQ, and tweet us and let us know some of the people that you think are leaders in education. It can be somebody from a classroom teacher at your campus to maybe it's somebody you're following on Twitter, somebody you saw on the news. We would love to hear who you would like to see us interview. And you'll get the credit. We'll give a shout-out to you during that interview. But just tweet us and let us know some names. We have some kind of names right now that we're running through, trying to get through and see. And also, just maybe some topics you'd like to hear about. Maybe you don't know an educator that you would like to hear from, but there's different things that inspire you or make you excited. So let us know those topics as well, and we'll try to reach out and find some educators who are doing all kinds of things, because we really want to create a podcast that's really well-rounded, that involves every aspect of education. We don't want to just focus on the technology or anything like that. So shoot us your ideas. We are open to all suggestions. None of us feel like we know everything and that we have the best plan. The one thing I really enjoy about working with these two other guys, guys and gals.
Hey.
I always say guys. But the one thing I really enjoy about working with these two is that we are all about listening to others. None of us feel like we are the genius in the room. And so if you have a better idea than us, we will gladly use your idea and give you all the credit, because we want to create the best podcast possible, regardless of if it was our idea or if you shot us an idea and we used yours instead. So please contact us via Twitter. Get the word out. Help us spread the word about this, so we can have some really awesome things planned up for y'all.
One last bit of contact information. I know we threw a lot of information at you today, but I don't think any of us said our own personal Twitter handles. I am at @IamKessler, and that's @IamKessler.
I'll go next. I'm at @TechNinjaTodd, and it's funny. Every time we spell one of these out, I think of Kurt Reese. TechNinjaTodd, and it's Todd with two Ds.
And I'm at @TechNinjaStacy, and it's Stacey.
And we didn't mention our email either, but we also have an email if y'all want to email us, and it's eduallstarshq@gmail.com. So there's a multitude of ways to get in contact with us, whether it's us individually or the EduAllStars account.
I feel like we need to give out our social security numbers also. I mean, we give out everything else.
Yeah, Stacey's going to give out our bank account number too.
Street address.
Telephone. We'll just give you anything you want. Just message us.
Passwords.
So I guess that's all. Do y'all have anything else to add?
I think that's it. We've pretty much covered everything for now.
We look forward to some awesome interviews, and hopefully we can line up some really great educators. There's a ton that we know, so I'm sure we will not be for lack of guests. So we look forward to the next podcast, and we hope to see y'all soon.
Bye.
Take care.